Welcome to Conversations with Lee. This is season 2, episode 7 of the Me, Myself, and I series. Karibu. Happy new month, guys. It's September. It's cold and it's raining a bit, but it's beautiful. It's a new month. This month, I was checking my theme for 2022, and it was Be Simple. And this month, I'm going with go with hope. So I'm like, oh, in September, I seem to have been in a similar space last year and this year, in a space of just relax kidogo. It's like, man, you've been working hard for the past, 8 months. Yeah, that's what tuko hapo mwisho. We're in the home run, and yeah, the month is coming to a beautiful start. I want to talk about finding the joy in the mundane today, and yeah, hop along. But before we get into it, let me catch you up on what I've been up to. So I went to the Legally Clueless live. Hey, I was happy. I was happy because there's something about being in a space that affirms what you believe in, affirms what you're doing, and mostly confirms the belief that you're in the right space at the right time. Being around people who think alike and have a vision, and not only have a vision, but have an aim heading towards the vision, changes a lot of your outlook on things. And so I guess something I've chosen going forward is to be in spaces that sort of fuel my passion for the things I enjoy, and remove myself from spaces that take away from me, because my energy is my energy. My energy is infinite. Yes. Have you seen? I'll just randomly sing two things. And I know it's not just me, but tuko wengi. What else have I done this past month? This past month was Barbie, Oppenheimer, and I watched, was it Mission Impossible? Yes, Mission Impossible was nice. Yeah, imagine to watch Barbie. I thought of watching Barbie for the longest time, and then I just never went, and I feel like that's something I probably do in September. So let's see how it goes. I don't know, I haven't come around to it, but it's something I have wanted to watch for a bit. But you know what, we'll see about that. I have been jamming to Juntoba's Conversation Pit. It's a very such a nice song. I wanna put it here, but I feel like it's gonna be like flagged or something, but we'll see, come and take her. But it's called Conversation Pit. And then gone back to the 80s as well. I've been vibing to Alexander O'Neill's If You Are Here Tonight. I'll leave them in the description of the episode, so don't worry if you're busy writing them down. Like, personally, I just be like, okay, go, relax, pause, achane andike. And then also Be Who You Are by John Baptiste. This is such, like, they will put you in such a feel-good mood, and just have your frequencies right, you know. Yeah, I finished Evelyn Hugo, The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. I think I was drawn to the title because it was so dramatic. I was like, Seven Husbands, love it for you, shawty. Because like, wow, like, I think there's another lady in the Bible who had like seven husbands or something. Yes, so I've decided to Google as we talk, Nijue, because I know there was like the, is it the woman at the well? Yes. So apparently she had five husbands. Yes. Okay. Anyway, I just had to confirm. It's not so many facts on facts. I have highlighted. I think I enjoy when I have a physical book, because then I just get to just. Right. Kitambo. It used to be an issue for me because it's like it's supposed to be safi. And then I found that somehow in my writing or in my highlighting or these two things are page markers and all that, it's like my way of relating with the art before me. So yeah, that's that. This month I haven't decided yet what I'm reading. Also, I'm waiting for guests to decide in the book club. But I know I might be reading Ikigai, which is a gift from Zoe. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. As I work to align my passion, mission, profession, and vocation. I really want to do that. So one of the highlights or quotes I enjoyed, I did a post, and it was also my stories on IG, and one of them that I really enjoyed because it feels like it aligns with the season that I'm in, was, if I want things to change, I have to change how I do things, and probably drastically. And yeah, you heard that from Taylor Jenkins. So even though nimekua since our last conversation, and yeah, I also picked on something from Joy on her stories about casual magic. I think I'll do this like on my stories. It's because if you're hearing it, you might not get it when you see it. You'll get it better when you see it, rather. So it's like the 5 prompts on you checking in and being present with your day and focusing on the art and heart of gratitude. So I'll begin. So the prompts are, I saw ... alamba ya dukuduku, I smelled ... I tasted ... I heard ... I touched ... so mine, I saw a really beautiful yellow flower in Embu and I had to pick it. It's on my posts on both accounts. It was so yellow nicely. Like, have you ever seen a flower getting the hue of the color that you like? It was so good. I know, like, colors are in our brain, but it was so nice. I smelled chicken tikka. So me, I'm a shawarma babe. I love shawarma. And we were standing. This guy had taken his time, as he. So we stood there waiting, and then so I'd now gone and I was like, hebu let me go ask questions, mbona tunangoja hivi sana. And then, oh my god, the chicken tikka slapped, like all the 2 spices, guy marinated nicely. What smells, Jisa? How it was so good. I tasted Santop, yeah, black currant. I like Santop. Once I got the small one for 30 bob, let me tell you, that thing is no go. Like, you'll just like kunyolo it in one sitting, but the thing is, it's so cute. It ingia tu kwa mkono yako inatosha vizuri, alafu ni tamu. But I think I'm more into the tininess, but I really like how it tastes as well. I heard John Baptiste, Be Who You Are. It's an affirming song. It's a really, really nice song. I touched a really comfy throw blanket. It was soft. You guys can come, like, hey, it was soft. Like, I wish I could take a photo. I had taken a photo. It was so nice. Anyway, yeah. So checking in with prompts like that. Also have like a smoker journal. It's like an A. A5 or A6? Like, it's tiny. I'm not so sure. Cause if only kama shule kubwa. It's probably an A. It's probably an A7. Actually, it's really tiny. Also Joy. You guys should go for her sip and paint events. I'm not sure when the next one is, but the last one was must have been on either, I think, 2nd September. Yeah, must have been. She gave me that like some time back, and I decided I'll make it a gratitude journal because it's how small it is and how we don't realize how impactful checking in with small prompts and just looking at what casual magic is around you can make your day so much better. So yeah, hop onto that. I'll do it again on my stories, but probably use this snippet of this audio or something. We'll see. So that's how nimekua. I've also found out there's like a purple tea farm in Thika. It's called Gatura Gardens. Gatura Greens, sorry. Makosa ni yangu. Pira mkurigenzi, you get it. So it's a purple tea farm. I wanna go. As a tea lover, I mean, I wanna be part of the process. Then I've also been doing, or started this month, a 30-day song challenge. And I'm focusing on Kenyan music. So yeah, that's my two things. Nimekuwa nikifanya nikijaribu to live this life, and just also doing more of just the things I enjoy, the things that fuel me, the things that I am passionate about, the things that allow me to feel joy from my heart. And yeah, I'm currently rewatching HP Love. Everything just falls into place when you're in a certain season. I don't know, but it's a nice season. I smell from my heart. So watcha twenze. Mimi, I am drinking some chai. Should really get into like video content. Sindi in the morning kikunya chai. Na tukona kikombea conversations with B, by the way. Hey. We have a kikombea. So yeah, this would have been nice if you saw my face with it, but anyway, I'm drinking pineapple and mango tea as I talk to you guys about leaning into your glimmers and finding joy in the mundane. So I guess we'll have this as a discussion of two things that I have been thinking about, and that's what led to this particular, you know, topic. So life is a really, really beautiful journey, and a part of it is, you know, vast number of experiences, and often we like ignore the mundane moments because they're mundane, they're small. Everyone focuses on the big picture, but we ignore the little details, and that's where the beauty is. However, the ordinary parts of our daily lives hold tremendous treasures, you know, of joy. And we fixate on like, nani huyo amenipita traffic, huyo mtu amenikanyaga, nini. And then you just forget to hear how you literally had bad singing in the morning when you woke up. And I'm not saying that you forget how bad you felt in that moment, but sometimes you just need to look at the mundane and small things because they bring you so much positivity. And yeah, the first one is one way in which I focus on finding joy in the mundane is through mindful awareness. So at first I had last week, not last week, during the last episode, I had suggested a podcast episode on, it helps you check in on your day, and it lets you savor in whatever you're feeling in that moment. So yeah, you at least you set your day in order before you start, you know. So for me, this would look like taking a few moments to have, I like having something hot in the morning. It could just be hot water, by the way. It could be a cup of green tea. I'm not really a black coffee person. I prefer my coffee with milk, so it's mostly tea in the morning. And just holding my cup nicely and keeping quiet, and just okay for the early risers. But asubuhi, I know there's a night I'm listening to this and like, unenjoy kuamka hizo masaa. Like, yeah, I do, I really do. And as you transition from one thing to the next, like you're leaving your bed, and then you make your bed, and then you shower, brush your teeth, change. In between transitions, sometimes I've found it nice to dance it out. Like sometimes you just wake up with bad vibes and you're just not interested in the day. So I just go look for a song that will make me dance, and I shake it out. It's just one song, just a few minutes, and yeah, it sets the tone very nicely. Yes, as you transition from one thing to the next, just note that transition as you go. These moments are opportunities for you to relax and reflect on whatever it is, you know, saa zingine hata I just don't listen to like a podcast or music or nothing on my transit. I just sit, I just watch people, watch what's happening. I'm like, naenda wapi? Is this person on their way to where? What are they up to? Is anyone bothering them? Are they worried about their kids? Do they have kids? Are they wearing a ring because they're just married? Or they're just wearing a ring, you know? Just like whatever it is that you come up with as you go. So that's one big thing for me. I have to be very I have to be intentionally aware. You're not just looking, like you're aware that you're looking. It's like you step out of yourself and you look at yourself. Okay, you get it. The other one is definitely a journal. I think that one I've already mentioned earlier as I started. I think the joy of the journaling is in the fact that you realize things you had sort of put aside during the day, and then like, kumbe, I felt like this. Kumbe, this is how. Oh, this was going on. Okay. It helps to shift your perspective on things because now you are reflecting on what has happened. And I color. So find a creative outlet, or I don't know what it is for you. Just something that allows you to just find joy in the mundane. So I like coloring, and yeah, it's as simple as that. Like at a sa zingine, I will not finish the whole like what do you call it? Canvas. Is it a canvas? If it's a book, I won't finish the page with a template, like where you color basically. I won't finish coloring it. I'll just maybe color like one portion and leave it because I've gotten what I needed. I feel better, you know. The activities tend to get you back. Like a way to reset your energy is through movement. Like move more, do things, do activities. Like don't just stay in a space, just being there. And then people connect with people, make a phone call to someone, go and see them. If you can see them, it's a bit better. See people, find out how they're doing genuinely. Bond over something, a walk, a meal. I don't know. Sometimes talk to a stranger. Sometimes it can go south. But connect with people who are on earth with you. Then you know how like you are used, like if I can ask you how do you see your Monday looking like, you already have like a template in mind. So how about you just twist it in the morning and just see what goes, like just like inject different kinds of things into your routine. Change your route, but to support it. But sometimes a little spontaneity helps with you finding joy, because ukiendelea the same things through and through, you get bored, and you don't even get bored, you even get bored with expecting that it will be the same, which is worse. Then be grateful for the things around you. I'd start journaling and just start like kuna huyu mtu leo da, and then I realize this, I'm not supposed to come here to rant, I'm just supposed to check in with myself. Why am I checking in with what my most current feeling? Why am I not checking in wholesomely through my day? So a part of any journal entry should have gratitude in it. Should have, you know, why gratitude is like a game changer? It's because it makes you realize that there's bits you actually forgot, that there was joy, there was happiness, and we find it easier to embrace suffering than joy. It's something I don't understand. It's like when there's joy, it only lasts for but a moment, but when there's something sad, it stays its course for I don't know how long. So I'm not sure why, but we find joy strange. It doesn't make sense to me. But celebrate your small victories. It could be just sticking your list for the day. It could be drinking the number of liters you wanted of water in the day. It could be completing your steps for the day. It could be I woke up today, and that's your joyful moment for the day. So be very compassionate with yourself. As always, extend lots of grace to yourself. And practice being gracious and, you know, just being a grateful person all in all. And now take walks, like, maybe get sun-kissed properly, like, okay, like, never sunscreen, see chomwe. Delight in nature. We like water, so for me it's swimming and a bit of sun as well. And yeah, it's in these small ways you get to now reset your system and get back to your moment of joy. So the thing is, the art of finding joy in the mundane lies in our ability to appreciate life's everyday marvels. When you practice being mindfully aware, when you practice gratitude and enjoying the simple things and using creative sources, like for me it's coloring and connecting with people, you can make whatever is so basic to be so extra, okay? And I hope that you can embrace the beauty in the mundane, because that's really where the joy is. And a bigger thing about everything here that you may not have noticed you'll be doing is that you'll be living your life by design and not by default. Sika itu evo, please just do something extra. See, because we said simple in aggregate is extra, really, because it's you living your life as you are. So that's how I've been. I hope you lean into the glimmers. I hope you find something nice to do. I hope you're grateful for the moments. I hope you notice the things that are happening around you. It might take some time, but I know you can do it. So just pole. You can't be good at everything. You have to first be good at something, and that could just look like just noticing things pekeake. And all in all, you end up being a really wholesome, put together, all in all, happy, all in all, genuinely happy, not delulu happy, you're actually happy, and I'm not like saying that I am happy all the time. You're finding joy in the mundane, okay? So, yeah, that's me for today. It's pretty short, I know, but it was supposed to be just that, like a pinch of salt. Before your ancestors tell you, hey, that's enough. Yeah. So I wish you a very lovely week ahead. I wish you love, joy, and happiness. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being amazing, for being true, and being you. Do share this podcast with friends and foes alike. Love and light. Till next time. Bye.